Okay, so I would like us to extend for 25 minutes so that we can get to the issue of the noticing for the nomination.
That's not a point of information.
Yeah.
That's a direct.
Yeah, my question to the chair is, how do I do that? Because I know there's always this nonsense about what you can and cannot do by way of extending, and so
nonsense.
It's a procedural question. How do we? Oh, hush your mouth now.
Okay. I will. You'll be on the set, and you can make your motion to amend to 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. There's no stat for a motion to extend.
Pardon?
There's no stat for a motion to extend.
Yes, there is, because I just said there was, remember?
Mm-hmm.
If any of the people, any of the half-person people that are yelling their points and whatever, it can only... On the motion to extend. Okay, Adriana and Serena, I assume you want to be on the stack?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Adriana?
I move that we stand 25 minutes.
Okay.
I second.
And Serena seconds. Are there any objections to extending for 25 minutes?
Yes.
Yes.
Please don't object.
Yes, and I have a point of order.
And I have a point of information as well, Madam Chair.
Robert Mark and Janice Manure.
My point of order is there was a motion and second that we vote on an extension of 15 minutes. If you don't want 15 minutes and you want 25, vote no to the 15 minutes and then make a motion for 25.
This was an amendment.
That's the way we've done it before.
I know.
This is an amendment.
This is also how we've done it before, which is to amend the original motion to extend. In order, 25. If you don't want 25, you vote no. Same thing as the existing. So, if there's an objection to 25, so Madam Secretary, call the roll. This is to extend for 25 minutes.
Alan. Can't hear you.
Perhaps there's no objection?
Yes, there was an objection.
Okay, well, Alan says yes to 15 minutes, or 25 minutes.
Yes. Argueta. Sorry? Rodrigo, I can't understand or hear you. Burden?
Pass.
Jim Brown.
Yes.
Sorry?
Yes.
Steve Brown.
No.
No. Cass Nave.
Yes.
Yes. Coleman.
No.
No. Diaz.
Aye.
Yes. Coburn votes no. They knew it.
Yes.
Yes. Mark.
I'll vote yes.
Yes. Medina.
Is this for the extension time?
For 25 minutes.
I vote no.
No. Norman.
Yes.
Yes. Ryder.
Yes.
Yes. Reyes. Can't hear you. Robert.
Yes.
Yes.
Ray is yes.
Ray is yes. Robert, yes. Tucker?
Yes.
Yes. Argueta, didn't hear you. Burden, you pass.
I'm abstaining.
Could I change my vote? Yes, this is Medina.
Medina votes yes. Let me count. Somebody needs to mute. I have 12 yes, 3 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Oh, yes, I vote no.
Bazan votes no. 12 yes, 4 no, 1 abstention. This passes.
Madam Chair, point of information.
Yes, go ahead. Who is that?
This is Janice Lane. You are, as this discussion is taking place, my question is, at what juncture do the bylaws indicate that it, or does the bylaws indicate that it is appropriate for the affiliate station staff member to provide some written or verbal information as to the actual status of the station as a full-fledged paying affiliate station and or its representation within the scope of the bylaws? And that's my question for which
answer. Yeah, it does not. The
bylaws do not require that?
The bylaws do not specify that it did not even entertain a particular, affiliates director or any kind of entity in that section. I will send everyone this section right now.
A further point of information, Madam Chair, are we as directors aware of the status of a potential candidate if we are not aware as to whether or not the station that has nominated the candidate is in fact an affiliate representative of Pacifica?
Now, this is getting into debate. We're about to vote, and I've got to say that this is, I will take license here and say that this is, I had a long discussion with Ursula last night, as a matter of fact, before she sent out the email to the board, that the issue of the entire issue of affiliates needs to be discussed. It has always been vague. The process has been very sketchy. I remember one year the credentials or whatever the applications were sent to Teresa Allen when she was not the secretary and the board still accepted it. We've had very uneven application of what is in the bylaws and process and so forth. But the fact of the matter is that it's not in the bylaws. So I will send you the bylaws, but right now we are at time for the vote. And that's what we're
Thank you, Madam Chair. You don't need to send me the bylaws. I do have them. I wanted to have in the minutes your interpretation of my point of information. Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead. Okay.
Madam Chair, a request from the secretary.
Yes. Jen.
So if that would need to be voted on, but it should be spelled out. Please write it out. If it's supposed to be included in the minutes.
What?
Something was requested to be in the minutes from Janet.
And that was the clarification of the affiliate.
Please write it out and email it.
Hey, Madam Chair.
No, but that's not going in right now. As we had said before, as we did with Teresa's, when the minutes are presented, then there can be an amendment to them to include whatever it is that she believes she wants included.
Why would it not in the calendar?
There was no motion. Yes.
Carol here. Yes, thank you. I'm different with the chair's interpretation of this. So I believe that it is appropriate for a member to request at any time that something be included in the minutes as a clarification of his or her point. I don't understand the requirement to wait for the motion.
So
if she would send it to us, it should be included in the minutes. Thank you.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Corey, you're supposed to be calling the roll. I've asked you a few times. Please call the roll. That's the only thing.
Madam Chair, may I be recognized?
No, I'm not. We're
point
calling
of order.
No, let's go.
Madam Chair, I am asking to be recognized. I was on a stack before, and you never called my name, so we didn't get to that stack, but I have a right to call a point of order.
Okay. The point of order can only be relative to the fact that we are at time and calling the roll.
We're calling the roll to vote on Afia Wangaza as an affiliate director?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, I do have a point of order with you, Madam Chair. You have stated in the bylaws that there is nothing to keep this person from being an affiliate director. However, under Article 5, Section 4, nomination, it says any foundation affiliate station or any association of affiliate stations may nominate one or more candidates for the two affiliate directors. The station of Afia Wangaza, WMXP is not an affiliate, Madam Chair.
You are out of order. You are out of order.
No, it's not out of order. Madam Chair, I want a ruling on this. I want a ruling from you.
You just got the ruling. You said you're out of order.
No, Madam Chair,
a point of order, please, Carolyn Burden.
I am appealing the decision of the chair.
This is funny, because she was on the board before, and she was an officer of the board with many of you. Now, suddenly, you don't know her name.
Madam Chair. WMXP is not an affiliate, and they therefore they cannot nominate someone to be an affiliate director. I would like you to weigh in on that, because you said you're going to set up the bylaws, but it's in the bylaws that you have to be an affiliate station to nominate someone.
Madam Chair, I object, and I'm challenging the ruling of the chair to call the roll at this point.
We need
clarification on this issue.
Okay. The item has been at time for some time, and that is why we are calling the roll.
No, Madam Chair. I'm appealing the decision of the chair. You made a statement about the bylaws, and that's in direct contradiction to the bylaws. And every director on this call needs to weigh in on this.
You cannot support this. Political
action.
Orders of the day, call the roll.
Orders of the day.
I appeal the decision of the chair.
Orders of the day.
Call the roll.
I appeal the
chair. WMXP is not an affiliate.
Point of order, you cannot call a question on an illegal motion. This is an illegal motion.
This is the secretary. We're taking the role. Please, Madam Secretary, take the role on the ruling of the chair.
Thank you.
I'm
challenging the ruling of the chair to take the role. It is not a legal motion. Thank you.
You don't have the floor.
Janet Colburn is taking the role on appealing the ruling of the chair.
And
Madam Chair, before we vote on the ruling of the chair, doesn't the chair say something and the person that's asking for the appeal say something?
Yes, I already did.
So can you please make your statement, and then I will make my statement?
I already made my statement.
Then I would like to make my statement and not be interrupted. I'm appealing the decision of the chair, and I would like not to be interrupted.
Janet Colbert, please call the roll.
Madam Chair, I have a right to make a statement when I appeal the decision of the chair.
That is correct, Madam Chair. I'm sorry.
Okay. Janet Colbert, please call the roll.
Madam Chair, I have a right to make a statement before you call for a vote.
You already did it.
No, I didn't, and I was interrupted repeatedly.
Orders of the day, she made her statement. Call the roll.
No, I didn't make my statement.
This is a muzzle the director. She deserves to make her statement.
Would you please give me a minute to make my statement? Why? I had to work like hell just to appeal the decision of the chair. It shouldn't be like this. This is not Robert's rules. This is not effective Robert's rules.
Will the chair please silence Adriana? Adriana, stop.
Why don't you stop?
Because you're not stopping.
Madam Chair. Madam Chair, may I speak? Okay. Madam Chair, I do not believe that Tony Norman, our Vice Chair, or you have checked on the status of this affiliate. Now, perhaps our directors are not aware, but WMXP LP is not an affiliate. How can we elect someone to be an affiliate director when they haven't signed a contract and are not paying members of the affiliates? The comment about it says right there in the bylaws. It says it very clearly. I started reading the very beginning of it. But if you are asked to vote on this person as an affiliate director, I would like to know who of the leadership in this foundation has even checked on the status of this station as an affiliate.
Madam Chair, that was also my point of information. That's why I asked.
Order, statement, Madam Chair.
Point of order, please.
Okay, now we can call the roll. Call the roll.
Point of order, Steve Brown. Point of order. There are legitimate claims against this roll call. It's an illegal motion, and you cannot.
This man has not been recognized. Why is he being allowed to speak?
They're not recognized.
There are other people who want to speak. Why does he get to shout out?
Okay.
Why do you get to shout out?
Why do you get to make a crack?
Did you get the orders of the day and the secretary called them?
Yes. Okay, call the roll.
Alan.
Alan, sorry.
What the vote is if you vote yes, it means you agree that the motion to approve Afia Mwangaza is in order.
No.
Is that correct?
No. My ruling was that we are taking a roll call on the motion that is on the floor because we were at time, and Robert's rule says you can do that and should do that. That's my motion. That's my ruling.
So the vote is basically to do that is in order.
It is in order. The board has decides that when they vote.
Right. So that's what,
My ruling is to take the roll call on the motion. That's it.
Okay.
Madam Chair, stating the motion.
I'm confused as to what a yes vote means and what a no vote means.
A yes vote means you uphold the chair. A no vote means you do not.
Okay.
Uphold the chair for what?
To take
the roll call vote on the main motion as made by Tony Norman. Thank you. Madam Secretary. She's calling the roll.
Alan.
Alan says no.
No. Agueta. Can't hear you. Burden. Can't hear you. Jim Brown.
Oh, I'm sorry. Burden says no. I was muted. Excuse me.
Burden, no.
No.
Jim Brown.
Jim Brown says
yes. Jim Brown, yes. Steve Brown.
No.
No. Cascade.
Yes.
Yes. Coleman.
No.
No. Diaz.
Aye.
Yes. Hogren, yes. Mark.
Mark votes no.
No. Medina. Can't hear you. Norman.
Yes.
Yes. Ryder.
Pass.
Reyes.
Vince,
can't
yes.
You? Yes. Robert.
Yes.
Yes. Tucker.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I didn't hear you.
Yes.
Yes. One moment.
What?
Lane Ewart? Lane Ewart?
No.
Sorry, I had skipped you. Medina, didn't hear you.
I vote yes. Sorry, I can't
find yes. You. Ryder, you passed.
Abstain.
Let me count.
Yes.
I have 10 yes, 6 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Yes. 11, 6, 1.
Okay, please call the roll on the main motion.
To approve Afia Mwangoza from WMXP as affiliates director, correct?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. Alan.
I'm sorry. Would you read the motion again, please? Thank you.
Point of information for the chair in this motion, Steve Brown.
Okay,
Steve. I have taken the time to check the list of affiliates, and this station is on order. So I ask you, why would you allow a vote on this motion when we are... And, Adriana, please don't interrupt. When it is clear that this station is unaffiliate and does not qualify to send a representative to Pacifica as a delegate. It's very clear. Why are you allowing this motion when it is illegal?
My ruling and it failed. So, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Did you rule that this station is an affiliate when it is not? We know it is not. Go in line and look.
Well, then you have the liberty to vote no.
My point of order. This is an illegal motion.
Secretary, call the roll.
I'd like to.
Unbelievable.
I'm taking the vote. Alan.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
The answer is no, Your Majesty.
No. Agreta.
Yes.
Yes. Burden.
This is an illegal vote by an illegal chair.
How do you vote?
On an illegal motion? I refuse to vote on an illegal motion.
Present, not voting. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Steve Brown.
Steve Brown says this is an illegal motion and you are an illegal chair and I vote no.
No. Katznave.
Yes.
Yes. Coleman. Can't hear you.
No. Coleman votes no.
No. Diaz.
Aye.
Yes. Coburn abstains. Mark.
Mark votes no.
No. Medina.
I vote yes.
Yes. Norman.
Yes.
Yes. Ryder.
No.
No. Reyes.
Yes.
Yes. Robert.
Yes.
Yes. Tucker.
Yes.
Yes. One moment.
Madam Secretary, can you clarify my vote, please? Thank you.
And let me just see if anybody... Okay, I'm going to count. I have 9 yes, 6 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Yes, Berzon, yes. That's 10 yes, 6 no, 1 abstention.
Okay, Benito, this is a point of information.
Yes.
Did we not clarify a little while ago that affiliate directors cannot vote on a question of another affiliate director?
Yes, she didn't vote. Did she vote, Madam Secretary?
Yes,
No, I did not call her name.
She did not vote.
And I did not call her name.
I'd like to at least leave this Madam Chair, my representation.
Please.
Madam Chair, point of order.
Yes, go ahead.
I have listened for 3 years to many individuals on this board assail each other. At no point have I noted that I have dropped or gone to that level, and I am ashamed to hear a candidate on this board suggest that I would have voted when it was clear that I was not allowed, nor would the secretary, who has the utmost respect for procedure, call upon me. And I want that on the record. I am offended.
Yes, Benito, I recommend that you apologize. You made a mistake.
I have no problem apologizing. I misheard.
Thank you. Okay.
That's so personal.
No, that didn't help. Okay, let's move on. Okay, let's go on to the next item, which is motion, fifth order of business, nomination deadline for 2016 director candidates. This is a motion regarding nomination deadline for 2016 director candidates.
Madam Chair,
this is Senator Z. Yes, George.
I have to leave the call.
Okay, thank you, George. Senator Kay, may I motivate my motion? Getting to that, if everyone can turn to Appendix D, and it is entitled Motion Regarding Nomination Deadline for 2016 Director Candidate, Janet Kay.
Well, can I read it first and then motivate it?
Yes, whatever, however.
Okay. And reading it would not be part of my time, please. For any station for which their 2015 local station board election has not been certified by the NES in time to seat their new LSB at their regular December 2015 LSB meeting, or to be able to schedule an LSB meeting later in December 2015 to do so, the December 31st deadline to nominate the 2016 director candidates from that station shall be extended until the date the new LSB has been seated. So my motivation is that we know that since... Sorry?
Yes. Okay. Then I need... Is there a second?
I'll second for the purpose of amending it.
Who is that? Serene? Okay.
Okay. Thank you. So we know that since the delayed 2013 election, there was no choice but to violate some of the bylaws in order to try to get back on track. The bylaws deadline of December 31st to nominate PNB directors is yet another matter that falls into this category. This motion should apply to all stations except WPFW, which has already seated its new LSB. This should also apply to KPFA, for which election results, although not yet certified, were not made known until after their December LSB meeting, during which the new LSB was not seated, including the incumbents. Article 5, Section 3 of the bylaws say any current delegate of any class of members may nominate any current delegate of any class of members serving the same radio station for the office of director, provided that the nominee has served at least 1 year as a delegate for that radio station. So the operative word is current. The incumbent KPFA delegates won't be seated until January 23rd. Another December meeting, they were unable to schedule it. And until then, they have no standing and they cannot be nominated, nor can they nominate anyone themselves. So therefore, this motion should also apply to KPFA.
I sent a motion to you guys earlier this evening, and I sent a note over the weekend. I had not, I'm sorry, Janet, read your motion. But at any rate, I'd like to substitute my motion for the one that was just read, and I'll read it if folks insist, but I don't think it's necessary. It specifically names the three stations. Okay, let me go on and read it. Okay, whereas local station boards / delegate elections at KPFK, KPFT, and WBAI continue through January 4th, 2016, and certified results are not expected for approximately 2 weeks beyond that date, and whereas some candidates have previously served on their local station boards and would therefore be eligible to run as directors for the 2016 Pacifica National Board that will be seated on January 28, 2016, but cannot be put up for nomination because they are not currently serving delegates. And whereas notice of meetings is a sound and required practice, be it hereby resolved that certified election results are the equivalent to a seating on a local station board and as a delegate, and that at those stations, the three mentioned previously, the deadline for nominations of 2016 directors shall be extended to January 20th, 2016, so as to satisfy the requirements that nominations be of and by current delegates, and that as those stations, regardless of regular board business, meetings should also be planned for late January to allow for voting for directors and, if desired, local officers, and that the PNB directs the executive director to have the National Election Supervisor provide those stations' board chairs with the names, email addresses, and telephone numbers of all known staff and listener candidates by January 5th, 2016, so that notice regarding the planned dates for these crucial local and national board meetings and the extension for the directors of nominations can be provided. And then an example of the notice is below.
I second.
Thank you.
Janet Kay.
Okay.
Is there a stack for this amazing Declaration of Independence that we have to discuss in a minute?
This is an enormously
complicated motion. I would like my lawyer to come check it.
Okay, go ahead.
Benita, point of information.
I'm sorry, do I get to motivate my motion?
Madam Chair, I'm the timekeeper. Yes. May I say something? Unless that we ask for an extension, we are at the time that we approve. Is anybody...
Okay.
We want to entertain a motion to extend?
Benita, 10 minutes.
Is there a second?
Yes.
Second.
Okay, who seconded it? Hello?
Tony,
okay, thank you. Okay, is there any objection to extending for 10 minutes? Hearing no objection, we're extended for 10 minutes.
Ma'am,
okay.
Okay.
I'd like to motivate my motion.
I know that. Okay, so the first thing we're going to do is your Serene's motivation, and then I want a stack. Who wants to be on the stack after Serene motivates?
Janet Kay.
Madam Chair, I have a point of information, Benito.
What is your question?
I would like to, as opposed to Serene substitute, I would like to amend Janet Kay's motion, but I'm not sure how do I do that since there's a substitute on the floor.
We can.
Okay. Yes, I think it's still in order, and I would take it as a second amendment.
Okay, then I'd like to get on the floor.
Right. Okay. But first, Doreen is going to motivate, and then Janet Kay, and then you can make your amendment, Benito.
Okay.
Go ahead, Doreen.
Sorry, that's on you. Okay, thank you. The three stations where the elections have not yet been completed, they close on Monday, January 4th. The NES has 15 days for certification, which means that by the 19th, we should have the final results, which is why we're extending. I'm proposing that we extend the nominations to PND directors for next year to January 20th. We know that there are many people who are running who are returnees to the board, to their local boards, and you know, it seems reasonable to include them in the
Alan,
Alan
for the stack.
I've got you on the stack, Teresa. Don't interrupt people.
And the reason, and with a deadline for that of January 20th, it means that, one, you've got to give people information now. So this motion also includes a process where the current chairs will contact the candidates and lay out the meetings for the next month so folks have an idea of what their schedules could look like. And by having the nominations set for the 20th, it also gives the local boards advance notice that they need to look at having a meeting at which people can vote, you know, shortly after that deadline, so that folks who are coming onto the board on the 28th aren't finding out on the 26th or the 27th, yes, you're elected. So it's just trying to introduce a system of order where the rules would be relatively the same across the network instead of having the same argument at each LSB, you know, for the next several weeks until we actually get to the PN, the new PND. I'll stop there. I'm sure I have more time, though.
Okay, Janet Kay, and then Benito, and then Teresa.
Okay, so my motion was to extend the nomination. Oh, I'm sorry, no, to have the nomination deadline be for each LSB their January meeting. Rather than a single date. But this motion, this substitute motion, does not address the situation at KPFA, where the election has not yet been certified, as I said before, and the new board has not been seated, and so we don't have, and the deadline is 2 days from now, 1.5 days from now, for nominating per the bylaws, directors. And so how would it work at KPFA? This does not address KPFA, and my motion does.
Thank you. Okay, so next is Benito, and then Teresa Allen.
Okay, so I basically support Janet's motion. I'd just like to make a friendly amendment, or just an amendment. I basically that we take out, delete the last sentence that says, extend until the date the new LSB has been seated. And instead insert, extend until 3 calendar days after station LSB election has been certified. So that's my motion. If I can, I'd like to motivate it.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it's real simple. I don't think the issue is about when the LSB is seated. It's about when is the deadline for nominating people. And my motion would allow that to happen and allow each station to do it according to the NES's certification date. Everybody in that LSB is going to know, you know, when that is.
Indiana for the staff.
Okay, and
Janet Kay for the staff.
Okay, it's Teresa.
Oh, and
Teresa, Adrian, and Janet K. I'm not here. Go ahead.
Okay. Janet, I thank you very much for your motion, and I appreciate being able to see it. I would like to know what you think of Benito's suggested changes. It's very, very complicated. So, unfortunately, if you don't mind, if there's a chance for you to explain it one more time, and any of the ramifications of not passing it, I would appreciate it. Thank you. Madam Chair?
Yes.
Finished.
Go ahead.
I'm finished. Did you not hear me?
Yes, but you wanted a response from Janet Kay.
Yes. I would like to know. I would like to know whether she thinks Benito's
changes
are necessary or not.
Yes, but Janet Kay is on after Adriana, so Adriana's next.
Okay. I believe that Serene motion is more complete because it's, you know, it's very clear and it's allowing the LSB know exactly what to do. I believe that it's very clear what the motion said, and it's, you know, every LSB have the option to direct according to Serene motion, give all the information, and the only one that needs to certify the election is the National Election Supervisor, right? Can that happen? I mean, the chairs can communicate. We will have the 7 days notice that we need, and every LSD will decide how they want to go ahead with this. But obviously, before January 28th, every LSD need to have their elected PMB members, because January 28th is when the PMB seat the new board. I mean, I believe that Senin motion is more complete because doesn't let anything open, you know, to misinterpretation. That's it.
This is Serene. Okay, go ahead. No, I'm saying, what am I saying? It's Janet Kay, and then I'll put Serena.
Thanks.
Okay, so to address some of Teresa's issues.
Yeah.
Okay, so first of all, the difference, it seems like Benito's amendment conflates certified with being seated. So are we going to now change the seating of a board, in a sense, to when an election is certified? The bylaws talk about seating in December and at an LSB meeting. So would a certifying replace that? I kind of I have mixed feelings about that, but I think it should be when the members are seated at a meeting, and that meeting for this motion would be the January meeting for their LSB. Each LSB should have a January meeting. And that meeting, at that meeting, it would be the deadline for nominations. At KPFA, we've done this before, actually. We did have nominations by December 31st. Sorry, not before. This has not been done before. But again, Serene's motion does not address the situation at KPFA.
I do have a point of information. I want to ask a question of her. May I do that, Madam Chair?
No, you're not right now. We're proceeding. We're next. And then time allows that we will come back with your other question. Put you back on.
Yeah, and Benito.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. We vote for an extension, or we are again at the end of this meeting. And we need to vote in whatever is on the floor. Unless that.
I know. We're at time.
Yes.
Does everybody want to keep extending, or are we going to call the question?
Is someone going to make 10 minutes?
Is there a second? No second. It fails for a second. Madam Secretary, please call the roll, and we're let me see.
You were amending, Benito was amending. So first we have to take Serene because Benito was amending Janet. Okay, Serene. Serene's motion, call the roll, Madam Secretary.
Alan.
Alan is so confused, I don't I don't even know what we're voting on. I'm sorry, but it's too complicated to understand. Someone's going to have to remind me again what we're voting on.
So what are you doing at this moment? Or, I mean, can somebody
Serene's substitute motion? Serene, would you like to summarize it briefly?
Yes, very briefly. Okay, since we have three stations where the voting continues until Monday and the NES has 15 days from that to certify the results, which means by the 19th, I'm proposing that we extend the nominations for PNB directors for next year to the 20th, which would allow any successful candidate who's previously served on a board to be properly nominated. I know, to be properly nominated for a seat. And it also provides a process for all candidates to be notified in each of the three listening areas, you know, by within the next week to 10 days of the fact that the PNB is going to, new PNB gets seated on the 28th, so, and the nominations get extended until the 20th, and that a meeting will be called shortly thereafter so that folks can plan and not hear with two or three days to go, hey, we have the results now, we're having a meeting. So it's about notice.
Can we have that in writing, please, before we vote on it?
It was in writing at 9:22 p.m. It's in everyone's email for the past more than an hour now. Okay. Now, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Thank you. Alan.
Alan has to say no because I don't under... It's too complicated.
All right. Alan, no.
An hour.
Please, can you just vote and not...
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I'm sorry. I say no.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Do we have that in writing, Madam Chair?
Agueta, how do you vote?
Do we have that in writing?
Agueta, how do you vote? Can't hear you. Burden?
I'm waiting to see it in writing.
I'll send it to you. So what do you do at this point, Burden? How do you vote at this point?
I'll have to pass until I see it.
Pass. Burden passes. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Steve Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Cascade.
Yes.
Yes. Coleman.
Abstain.
Abstain. Diaz.
No.
No. Coburn votes no. Lane Ewart.
Abstain.
Abstain. Mark.
Yes.
Yes. Medina.
Is this on the amendment or on the...
On the substitute.
This is Serene substitute?
Yes.
I'm going to pass.
Pass. Norman.
Yes.
Yes. Ryder. Can't hear you. Reyes.
He had to leave.
All right. Reyes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Tucker.
Yes.
Yes. Agueta, didn't hear you. Burden, you passed. How do you vote, Carolyn? Can't hear you. Going once, going twice. Carolyn, how do you vote? I don't know what to do at this point.
If you could send me some
Brenda votes, yes.
I'm glad to do it, but I cannot go on.
I'm sorry. Burden, how do you pass? We're in the middle of a roll call. How do you vote?
I will vote when I see the motion in writing.
So I need some guidance about what to, how to record Virgin's vote.
Not voting.
The motion is there. Can we move the meeting? It's almost 11.
President, not voting.
It's a one-hour meeting.
President, no voting.
Present, not voting. That's Virgin. Next, sorry, Medina, how did you vote?
I vote no.
I'm sorry, you voted no?
That's correct.
I'm sorry.
You voted yes.
Excuse me, it's Medina's vote, and she should be the only one to speak, please. Brenda, how do you vote?
No.
No. Okay, that's it. Let me count. I have 8 yes, 4 no, 2 abstain, 1 present not voting. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote no.
Razan votes no. That's 8-5-2-1. This passes. Janet K., point of information.
Okay, go ahead, Janet.
I don't know what then KPFA is supposed to do about nominations for the new director from KPFA.
There you go.
Okay.
Yes.
Sorry?
I'm sorry,
I don't understand. Can you?
I'm sorry.
Adriana.
We passed 9 minutes ago, 9 minutes ago, our adjournment time. We just vote. Nobody wants to have an extension. Why we keep discussing?
That's right.
If we have an extension, or we cannot discuss anymore. Right?
Brianna K. moved to extend 3 minutes to address the KPFA LSB nomination deadline for director.
I withdraw my motion.
Sorry?
Is there a second?
I had moved to adjourn. I am withdrawing that motion.
Benito, second.
Tony, second.
What are we seconding? Are you seconding Janet's motion?
To discuss what? KPFA?
Okay. Are there any objections to the motion to extend? Okay, if there's no objections, Janet K., you have...
I'm sorry. I have a question.
So, can
you bring it on here? Yeah? I object.
Oh, you object? Take the roll, Madam Secretary.
I'm objecting. Thank you.
Okay, Madam Secretary, take the roll.
This is the roll on extending for 3 minutes?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Alan, there was an objection.
Oh, my God.
Alan.
Yes, extend.
Yes, Agueta. Can't hear you. Burden. Can't hear you. Jim Brown. Can't hear you. Steve Brown. Can't hear you. Tess Mays.
Yes.
Coleman. Can't hear you. Diaz.
Aye.
Yes. Coburn, yes. Lane Ewart.
Yes.
Yes. Mark.
Yes.
Yes. Medina.
Yes.
Yes. Norman.
Yes.
Yes. Ryder. Not here. Reyes?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
No.
No. Tucker?
Yes.
Agueta? Burden? Jim Brown?
This is Agueta. All
I'll abstain, you know, I got to go to some implement program.
Okay. Abstain. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Yes. Steve Brown?
Oh.
No?
No.
I'm sorry. No. Coleman? Can't hear you. All right, I'm counting.
Coleman votes
I have,
no. I will have to leave in any case.
Okay, I have 11 yes, 3 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
There's extending 3 minutes. That's yes.
Yes. Yes. 12, 3, 1. So may I... ask my question. Yeah. So, okay. KPFA is kind of in nowhere's land. The deadline for the bylaws is December 31st, 2 days, a day and a half from now. The new LSB has not been, the election at KPFA has not been certified. The new LSB has not been seated. So, in terms of who can make nominations by December 31st, if that's what is we're stuck with, who can make them and who can they be made for? That's my question, and I hope somebody can come up with some recommendations.
Tony, tell me for the fraction.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Tony.
I move that we extend the nomination period for KPFA until January the 20th to get nominations.
But Janet, can I just... The LSB meeting is not until January 23rd. The seating.
I would change that to January 23rd.
And Janet Kay, I second.
I just get confused. All of these motions, just so you know, that's beside the point. Is I'm confused. So you're saying is you're suggesting that you nominate the same time that you elect?
Who are you asking?
I'm asking you, Janet Kay.
I'm saying that the deadline for nominating directors would be at the LSB on January 23rd, at the meeting, at the LSB meeting, and then the vote would happen also. So nomination and vote by seated LSB.
Sure.
This is Alan for the SAC.
Made. I'm confused on the motion.
Sorry.
Never mind. Alan.
Can you hear me?
Serene for the staff.
Who?
Serene asked for the staff before Teresa.
This is Alan. Can you hear me?
Yes, Teresa, and then Serene.
I do have a question. The way it's done in the past, when the delegates were seated at the December meeting, they elected officers, and then there was a meeting first thing in January where they elected directors. Does this motion make allowances for what I think we need is two different meetings, one to elect officers, and because the officers cannot serve as directors, and then another meeting to nominate and have people serve as directors? Thank you.
Janet Kay.
I'm sorry. We are 1 minute past. 1 minute past our last extension.
Okay. Was that a motion, Janet? That was seconded by Tony. Is that correct? Okay.
Yes.
Sorry. It was Tony made the motion, and it was seconded by me.
Oh, I see. Okay. Can you please call the question? Right, time.
Okay. I'm sorry. I move to table this motion.
Okay.
Can we afford to table it, Madam Chair?
Point of order. Time was called. The only appropriate thing to do is vote.
Yes. A motion to table is always in order. I've been told a million times what happened tonight.
That's true. And it's not debatable, so, Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll on tabling? One moment. Was it seconded?
I'll second it, Alan.
Okay, Alan, how do you vote?
Alan says yes, table.
Table it?
Yes.
Yes. Burden. Can't hear you. Jim Brown. Can't hear you. Steve Brown. Can't hear you, Kesnade. Pass. Coleman. Oh, she's gone. Diaz.
No.
No. Coburn, no. Lane Ewart. Abstain. Abstain. Mark.
No.
No. Medina. Can't hear you. No. Norman.
No.
No. Ryder. Oh, he's gone. Reyes.
Abstain.
Roberts.
Yes, the table.
Yes. Tucker.
No.
No. Okay, let me count. I'm sorry, Tess, have you passed?
No, no.
You vote no? Okay, I have.
And you vote no.
Brown votes, Brown no. Okay, I have 2 yes, 8 no, 2 abstentions. So shall I take the roll on the main motion?
And I'm abstaining.
May I ask a question?
Okay, but may I call the roll?
Madam Chair,
shall I call the roll?
Yes. Madam Chair, I have a question before I can vote.
Okay.
For this question. Okay. And this is not argument. I really want an answer to the question. What practical difference will it make since the election is already complete and the pool of people is known? What practical difference does it make to vote on this tonight, as opposed to when we meet next Thursday, since the LSB will not have met in that 10-day period anyway?
May I answer?
Yes. Yes.
Because the deadline is a day and a half. So that's the
deadline
can
be extended. Why are we extending it till the 23rd?
It can't be extended. The December 31st deadline can't be extended after December 31st. Anyway,
of course the grid can be reopened.
Okay, call the roll.
I'm saying the pool of people is already known. I really don't understand what you guys are losing if we don't do it tonight. I don't get it.
Well, then abstain or vote. So can I say what I believe we're voting on?
We discussed.
We can only vote on the motion, not on your basis. No, I mean what I have as the motion that we're voting on.
What is the motion? Yes.
To extend the PNB director nomination deadline at KPFA to January 23rd. Okay. All right, Alan.
Alan says yes.
Yes. Burden. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Sorry?
Yes. Yes.
Jim Brown votes yes. Steve Brown. Kath Nave.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Coleman is gone. Diaz.
Aye.
Yes. Coburn, yes. Lane Ewart.
Abstain.
Abstain. Mark. Can't hear you.
I vote yes.
Mark votes yes. Medina? Can't hear you. Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Reyes?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
No.
No. Tucker?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Let me count.
Sorry, this is Medina. Is this also including Benito's amendment for this motion?
No, this is a completely separate motion.
Oh, I apologize. Well, I'm going to abstain.
Abstain, okay. One moment. I have 9 yes, 1 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I abstain.
Abstain. 913.
I'm sorry. Can you tell me the yes?
Sorry?
Can you tell me the yes vote?
Yes. Allen, Jim Brown, Kesnaes, Diaz, Cobran, Mark, Norman, Reyes, and Tucker.
I'm sorry, what were the vote totals? I'm sorry.
9 yes, 1 no, 3 abstentions.
Point of personal privilege?
Yes.
Could you send out Serene's motion again, because it still hasn't arrived here?
Yeah, I am.
Maybe it's a Texas problem. It was sent at 9:22. Lots of people seem to have done it. But I'll send it again.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Is to adjourn?
Yes, we are. We're out of time. Yeah. Oh, there. I see it. I see it. It's at, at exactly 6:22 Pacific.
Okay.
Over to you. You don't know it. Okay.
Good night, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Good night.